Hello and welcome to the show. Welcome to German Suplex Radio with me, Dieter Wiegner. It's going to be a short one today, but this one's going out to Moxley. So I'm currently sat in my car recording this. The 5th of November, so you might hear some fireworks. I'm just finished up at the gym, doing 12 rounds on the bag. Always like to get some bag work in on a Friday night if I can. Once the little one down, the other half, make sure she stays asleep, look after her, and I get a little bit of time in the gym, it's a little bit of me time. But I just wanted to hop on, do a little bit of recording, do a little quick one, shorter than normal, and just talk about what's going on with Jon Moxley. And I don't want to speculate, we kind of all know that he's booked himself into an alcoholic rehabilitation centre to get some help, and that's kind of what I want to talk about, really. What he's done here is very, very commendable. It's very brave, and I think we all could do with being more accepting of that and knowing ourselves, and when we need help asking for it, and when we need guidance asking for it. I think there's a lot of us out there that not necessarily on the level of Moxley is, maybe. Some of you maybe are, some of you are in a really, really dark place. But I think we all have those ups and downs. I think we all could be better at asking for help. And I just think that what Moxley's done here, by showing, as he's released a book, as he's about to go into a big, you know, match, you know, on Dynamite, to go into sort of the title picture, to have a match which we're assuming would have been booked with Bryan Danielson, and be in the limelight and Dynamite and going towards that world title. Like, big things are going on in his career. He's just had a kid. For him to stop and say, I need some help, I need some me time, I need to get away from what I'm doing because what I'm doing is not helping me, and to pull the brakes on that can't have been easy for him. So for him to do that, we all need to commend that behaviour. And, you know, CM Punk in his kind of promos echoed that. Tony Khan's echoed that. Renee's echoed that in her tweets about it. So it's nice to see that we've moved on in wrestling. Before, this could have easily been shunned. You know, you could have imagined him being brought back and doing some sort of drunk art angle. We won't name any names where that's been done to people in the past. But it's nice to see that wrestling is moving on and that society is moving on, and that when people need help, they feel like they can get it. So let's let Mox be that example for us. When we need help, get it. If you're feeling down, reach out to a friend. I mean, if you want to reach out to me, I'm on Instagram. Drop me a line. I'm not a professional, but I'm here to talk if you want to talk about anything. Even if you just want to be picked up and talk about wrestling for 5 minutes, I'm here. So let's make sure that's what we do, and we're here for each other. And when people reach out to us, we're here for them. If you have a friend you think might need speaking to, just send them a text and see how they're doing. Let's be here for each other. Let's be here for Moxley. And let's stay positive. Have a good one, guys.